We are due for an update on this amazing phoenix that is coming out of the beautiful Badlands in Medora, North Dakota, which I see was just nominated for Best Small Town in America. We better all vote for that. The Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library and the Executive Director, Robbie Loff, is here for a little bit of an update. I know some folks right now this time of year are thinking about, hey, where do I share my bounty? And we'll talk a little bit about the opportunities to take your legacy and match it with the legacy of Theodore Roosevelt and a great North Dakota story, a great American story. So we'll talk a little bit about that, too. Robbie, thanks for taking a few minutes for us. How are you?
It's an honor to be on, Scott, during this Christmas season. Bing Crosby, you got me emotional. I'm thinking of growing up with Grandma and Grandpa by the Christmas tree and the incredible gifts. And it's a, like, as you said, our bounties, it's time for us all to be super generous and be thankful for all that we were given this year. And we at TR Library are honored to have the support of so many North Dakotans. So it's an honor to be with you today.
Well, it's great to talk with you. And I have this love for this project and want more people to understand just how unique and wonderful this is. I mean, there's very few of these, you know, a little better than a dozen of these anywhere in the world where all things about a particular president are put into a facility. And I know this one is revolutionary and has the benefit of being, you know, something that's been in the works this time of, you know, where we find ourselves. So a lot of technology can be included as well. But let's just start with the overall project and how it's coming. I know you got an aggressive timeline. The sucker opens in July 2026. For folks that haven't been out there, they haven't seen it, tell us about it.
Well, Scott, one of your favorite things to do is one of my favorite things to do, which is take people to the Badlands of North Dakota and introduce them to the story of Theodore Roosevelt, a man who came to the Badlands to first hunt and explore and connect with the outdoors when he was in 1883 attempting to hunt the great American bison. But in 1884, after his wife and his mother died on the same day in the same house, February 14th, 1884, he took out his diary and he wrote it in a big X and said, "The light has gone out of my life." In other words, he had given up on everything to do with his life. And he went west to basically lose himself. And instead of losing himself, he was healed by the great outdoors, by the Badlands, and went on to be one of the greatest Americans in history. In my opinion, the greatest American we've had. Created the conservation movement, became a, you know, sailed the Great White Fleet across the globe, established America as a global force for good. That's the story we want to tell in Medora, North Dakota. So for the grand opening, July 4th, 2026, celebrating the semi-quincentennial, which, say that with me again, semi-quincentennial, the 250th birthday of America, we're going to have the greatest celebration in North Dakota's history, opening this incredible facility, which will tell the story of American greatness and exceptionalism better than any place on earth. So we're thrilled and excited for it. We're about 80% of the way done with construction, which, Scott, you've been a part of this project for almost 10 years now. It's incredible for me, as somebody who's been following it just as long, to think that we're 80% of the way to opening one of the most incredible facilities in the world and one of the most conservation-minded buildings in the world in a town that has stolen all of our hearts, where TR said the romance of his life began. So, in other words, we're pretty excited. We officially, as of January 1st, be able to say it opens this year. And from, you know, now that date, July 4th, until the rest of history, people will be able to go and learn more about TR in any place on earth in Medora, North Dakota. So it's going to be pretty special.
And I've been to many of these, from JFK to Ronald Reagan and Nixon and so many more. And I get lost in all of the storytelling that's going on. And I think one of the unfortunate things about these things, I don't know who decided to call them a library, but I think it confuses a lot of people. Say, well, library, like what, you know, and even museum doesn't do it justice. You know, I don't know what a better word would be to describe it, but it is an experience. You know, the whole process is an enterprise to take all these records and do that. And you hear about these from time to time, you know, Obama's is not even built yet, for example, Clinton's before. You've heard about more. The Bushes have one, two of them in Texas, 41 and 43. But to have this here, I don't know what the, you know, how do you describe it? Because it's not a library. It's not a museum. It is those things, but it's something much bigger. It's an experience that is going to draw people from all around the world because of the stature of Teddy Roosevelt, right?
Well, you know, there's an established brand of presidential library that came about because after FDR died in office in the 40s, he'd been president for 11 years. And there were so many papers that legally they needed a place as a country to put them all in one place for historians to come and to do research and to find a central point of contact to the life and legacy of FDR. Before that, whenever a president died, whoever maintained their papers, and of course it was a paper world at that time, they maintained ownership of it. So if you happen to have had your presidential papers with family members and you passed away, instantly they were in private hands and they could be sold and collected at universities. After FDR, they knew that that was an issue enough that we needed to maintain American history to the point where the public could access the papers. They created this library system. Well, since then, every president's done it. But of course, we've moved into a digital world, and the misnomer of library is maintained, but it's a well-established brand. So there are people like me and you who go to the JFK Library, to the Clinton Library, to the Reagan Library. But you're right. It's far more than a library. It's far more than a museum. There won't be a Dewey Decimal system, as I tell people. You won't be able to check out a book. We won't have late fees. But what we will have is in a place where you can come to experience American greatness and to hear about the story of Theodore Roosevelt and be inspired by his life to live to your greatest and fullest potential. So you know, you're going to be able to transverse our green roof, which will be basically a public park above a building. You'll be able to go on our 93-acre grounds. You'll be able to hike, bike, mountain bike, horseback ride to get there. You're going to be able to connect to the national park. All of this will happen at this presidential library. But of course, we're going to have different experiences. You'll have a museum that will be the greatest in the world when completed. It's got the most technologically forward exhibits, while also having incredible artifacts that people get to see and connect to actual American history. But what makes me most excited is we're getting you there to get you outside. We're going to connect the next generation of Americans with the great outdoors, which transformed T.R.'s life and healed him during the greatest period of difficulty he ever experienced. So you're completely right. It's a little bit of a misnomer, but we haven't yet found a better name or brand for it. So we really encourage all of your listeners maybe to send in some ideas about how we can continue to rebrand it. But this is a museum, it's a library, it's a national park, all in one. It's going to be worth multiple days a year of your time to get out there and experience.
And it will be a destination. People, they specifically go to these. And to your point about the brand, you know, you want to keep it in that same realm as well. You talked about artifacts. Give me a couple examples of some of the artifacts that you'll see up close that most excite you that'll be in the library.
I'm so connected to the story where TR came to heal himself in 1884 that diary where he put the X and said, the light has gone out of my life, it's been currently in storage for about 150 years, floors underneath the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. We had to bring out family members of the Roosevelts to actually go and access and see it. For the first time in American history, it will be on a museum for public display for people to connect with. So that's one example of an artifact that'll be on display. Many artifacts of his time with the Rough Riders, which, of course, if you're familiar with TR history and lore, that ethos of that experience and that idea came to him, of course, while he was in the Badlands. A lot of his artifacts from that experience will be there. His assassination attempt in Milwaukee when he's running as a third-party candidate in the 1912 presidential election. It'll be pretty incredible to see all the artifacts associated with his potential assassination attempt will be on display in the museum as well, including some artifacts that saved his life, including his eyeglass case that the bullet went through. It's an incredible story if people aren't familiar. You know, TR was an incredible speaker, perhaps one of the best in American history. He went up to crowds of tens of thousands in Milwaukee, was about to give a speech, and a would-be assassin came up and shot him nearly at point-blank range. It went through, the bullet went through the speech, which was 50-some pages bent and folded in his pocket. It went through an eyeglass case and went into his chest. He took out his handkerchief, coughed into it, didn't see blood, and said, okay, I don't need to go to the hospital right now. Rather, I could still give my speech and go to the hospital after. Everybody around him said, that's insane, President Roosevelt. Well, he got up on that pedestal and he said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to need you to keep it down because I've just been shot. So I'm not going to be able to talk as loudly, and proceeded to give an over hour-long speech before heading to the hospital. Hard to imagine people of that caliber and capability in the world ever existing, but the artifacts associated with his shirt, his eyeglass case will be on display at the TR Presidential Library, amongst many others.
And the grit of this guy, personified in the story you just told and so many other things, is going to be something that you and I, as adults, but also kids, can absorb and use as a lot of life lessons out of that. Want to talk about how that, through technology, will be connected to the visitors to the library, and then a little bit about how you can be part of this legacy yourself in our next segment with Robbie Law from the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. Back with our conversation with Robbie Loff, who's the executive director of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. Only about 5 minutes less in the segment, but I want to touch on two things. One, you know, you talk a lot about that Theodore Roosevelt story and just this amazing person and the grit that he displayed. How, through technology, do you inspire us of all ages in the library?
I mean, museums traditionally are texts on wall and artifacts under glass, and you can view them and read. And, you know, people like me really enjoy that and love American history. But this is a 21st century institution. You're actually going to be able to engage and talk with Theodore Roosevelt through the power of artificial intelligence and discuss with him both his life and legacy as a president in the from 1901 to 1908, but also talk to him about topics of great significance that are going on today. You know, he was the writingest president in American history, wrote over 30 books, thousands of letters, hundreds and thousands of speeches. All of that information is being put into, of course, a LLM, a big model that creates artificial intelligence that will allow you to basically predict what TR would have thought on all these different topics. It's a little, it's pushing the edge of our boundaries of technology and allowing us to kind of try things as a museum and as an institution and other places that haven't, but you're going to be able to talk to President Roosevelt and engage with him and perhaps debate. For me, that's exciting. That's more about learning from TR than just about TR. We all can learn and memorize as many facts as humanly possible, but we know it's about how it shapes how we think that really matters most. So through the power of technology, we'll be the first presidential library where you'll be able to engage and converse with the President of the United States. For us, that's pretty cool. That's pretty exciting. That's pretty forward thinking and pushing the boundaries of what institutions like us should be. So, you know, thinking of that, that's the first 21st century institution to ever do something like that. So we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, that you know, that's something that's a takeaway from seeing this and being there that can inspire you to do great things. So it's really cool.
Don't you think President Roosevelt then can come on the show, Scott, talk to you?
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? It'd be one step above Joe Wiegand. It'd be great.
Yeah.
couple minutes left here, but talk about the opportunities for people to match their legacy with the legacy of Teddy Roosevelt in the way of gifts to the library.
Well, you know, Scott, one of the greatest things about America is we're a really generous country. You can look at a lot of research, and there's no country that gives more philanthropically than the citizens of the United States, and frankly, North Dakotans. So this, you know, end of year is when all of us like to look around and find out the nonprofits that we think are touching our hearts and touching the people around us that are making a difference. And I would challenge your incredible listeners who have been great supporters of this project through its 10 years inception to creation till now, to go to trlibrary.com/donate and consider being a part of the team that's making this incredible institution be here for the next 125 years of North Dakota's history, to connect the next generation of people to seeing America as a global force for good, as the greatest idea in history, to help support the conservation movement that TR launched and came up with in the Badlands of North Dakota. I don't know about you. I think there needs to be more North Dakota in the world. There needs to be more of our story being told and people connecting to American history. We think we're doing that really well here at the TR Library. And there's going to be no better way to see that than after we open July 4th and you see all those kids running through the museum, hearing about the incredible nature of somebody who experienced trauma and difficulty in their life but overcame it and ended up being a person of great significance in American history like TR did. And perhaps our next generation of youth can see that they can do that too. So we'd invite your incredible listeners to donate to our project. It's going to be an incredible legacy, and we'd be honored to have their support.
Yeah, and that support, you know, there's challenges in taking your own legacy and in this case, you know, supporting something like this, but really, you know, for your family. For your business,
yeah.
A lot of really unique ways from getting your name on a tree. That's my favorite. How do I get my name on that tree?
Well, you know, gifts of a certain size and significance will be on a sagamore slab, as we're calling it. But TR planted at his house in Oyster Bay, New York, while he was still alive, of course, a tree that has since was right next to his house that was was to the point of size that it might fall and collapse onto his incredible home at Sagamore. That it had to be chopped down. The TR Library has taken that tree and created a naming recognition opportunity for those people who are making significant gifts to have their name on that tree in the lobby of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library, not for just today, but for for posterity.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
think of
let's
that.
Just you're, an incredible way to honor your family.
And, you know, all the way down to monthly donations and, you know, there's a benefactor society that starts at $1,000 or more, a heritage society for estate gifts to support this great addition to North Dakota that will bring people here and, more importantly, elevate this great story. Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library, all the info on it, trlibrary.com. Robbie Loft, the executive director. Great conversation. Thanks for the update, Robbie. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Scott.